Went so quickly, I went lickety splitly out to my old 55. As I pulled away slowly, feeling so holy, God knows I was feeling alive.
Making a programming decision here, you'll have to hang on. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I don't. People may not be awake by now. You know, it's.
Well, it's a little
episode. The A material.
Okay. Well, we can hold off until later for that. But I can't stop myself from saying, "Oh, Jack
again." Oh, Stephen.
Oh, Jack.
Is this Stephen? Cape.
It's the only way I could get him into the studio. Oh, Jack.
Yes.
And you know, I have this great.
He died the other day, by the way.
You did?
No,
he did.
Don Wilson.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. When the pet homogenized milk guy.
Yes, it's true.
we have this tape.
Say that on the radio.
Yes.
Another record out of acetate.
Homogenized pets.
I was Scotch guarding my cat last night.
Yeah. Don't say those things, because now I have a respectable job. Ever since you left, I got a job where they pay me big bucks, and everybody respects me.
I saw them about a quarter of an inch too big. I'm amazed you can spend those things at the Safeway.
Hey, listen. Yes. No, what I wanted to say was, are you in the union yet? Because I'm not sure I can let you on the air like this.
No,
so.
I'm still single, as a matter of
fact. Okay, all right. Well, listen, Jack will be back in just a moment with all the facts.
And our next contestant is?
Charles C. Wheatmiller.
Well, welcome to Repeat After Me.
Thank you. I've always had a keen desire to be on your show.
Good. Now, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50 pickups beat the imports.
You mean Datsuns and Toyotas, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50
pickups. Isn't that because when you compare standard models, they have larger payloads and load areas than Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right. Larger standard payloads and load areas.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me.
And don't Dodge Ram 50 pickups also have more fuel capacity than the Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, more fuel capacity.
And the largest available engines are the Royal and Sport models?
Look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh, look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me. How's that?
Yes. Next contestant, please.
Yes, next contestant.
Sign up for the Great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush at your Dodge truck dealer. You could win a treasure chest of prizes, including 12 troy ounces of gold.
Am I supposed to be repeating this?
Nothing to buy. For licensed drivers 18 years or older, Gold Rush ends May 31st. Void where prohibited. Your dealer has details.
Your dealer has details.
We know.
We know.
All right, have a seat. It's time to clear up a few things around here, like your pimples. We can't put all the blame on French fries. That's not the problem. You can start looking better.
It's about time.
No, put Buff Oxyl to work. The first word is Buff, B-U-F, and it goes with Oxyl, O-X-A-L. Now, what's the first word?
Buff.
And it goes with?
Oxyl.
Put it to work.
Get it working. Get it started. Put Buff Oxyl to work.
Buff Oxyl, a 5 or 10% benzoyl peroxide gel with dual action. Used as directed, it treats acne pimples, and it helps prevent new pimples from forming. And benzoyl peroxide is the strongest acne medication available without a prescription. And Buff Oxyl costs less per ounce than Oxy 5 or 10 pimples. And Clarasil benzoyl peroxides. What more could you ask for?
What? Yeah.
Take a lap. Oh. What's the name?
Buff Oxyl.
Right.
Get it working.
Brought to you by Acne Markets.
Thank you. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. He's back. I can't believe. Jack Dopeboy is in the studio this morning with us and will be for at least
until
the next 5 minutes.
Out, I
Oh, he's a close personal friend of yours, isn't he? Hello.
Good morning, honorable chef, I'm son.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine today.
Mm-hmm.
Today I have for you continuing saga parable. Prophecy of the rich and powerful feudal lord.
Yes.
And poor, starving, recluse court jester.
Yes.
And starving, poor TV news reporter.
This is going to be the longest parable in the history of radio.
From the future, say.
Where's the gong, man? Oh, wait. Oh, there you go.
Playing the gong show.
Name it.
Give you quote. One day, feudal lord will wake up to find billions of Chinese outside his castle calling for his head.
Yes.
Pop, you see, court jester like Chinese.
Yes.
But Chinese love court jester.
Yes.
Hey, Kip on son.
Yes. This is the longest parable.
You.
This is a pair of parables.
I have a job for you.
You have a job for me?
Yeah, chopstick washer in Chinese restaurant.
Sounds exciting.
On a Peruvian rock farm, eh?
Yes, I'd rather work on a Peruvian rock farm. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And just for you today.
Hey,
it's time to get my... The boss gets a little upset when we take so much time out from the music from 1977.
Oh,
with a great amount of work and effort and someone else's money, we've managed to bring in this morning an old and trusted friend who is our reasonable authority for reasons concerning all those authorities, Dr. Reason A. Goodman, editor of the World Book Encyclopedia, where the words live. And now the question for, good morning, Dr. Goodman.
No, we're not sure about good morning yet. The authoritative results will be coming in shortly.
He can't make his mind up. Yes, good morning.
He's using some rouge.
Makeup. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. And your question was for Dr. Goodman, sir.
My question was, when Mr. Phillips is giving the weather, is he talking about today's weather, or are we still back in 1977?
No, actually, I'm delighted you asked that question. We're talking about 1977 weather when Mr. Phillips tells you about variable high cloudiness and, you know, the fronts coming in, and especially Louis' front he was talking about a little while ago. Because here in 1982,
Union specifically prohibits any sexist remarks.
Here in 82, you can just look into a girl's eyes and tell whether.
That's a cue. Marshall, does that explain it enough?
That's too much.
A weirdo. Now, that's a cue.
Too much.
Thank you very much. That was our authority, Dr. Reason A. Goodman, editor of the World Book Encyclopedia, Where the Words Live. one of my all-time great redneck friends.
Oh, Jack.
Yes, Steven. It's 17 after 7.
This Mr. Coy, hey, you do it just like you used to do. You were a disc jockey.
Yes,
time,
I
were you not?
Look here.
I'm wearing my disc jockey shorts this morning.
Yes, those are very lovely, but not on Polk Street, Jack.
I'm sorry, I should have worn my polka dot shorts.
Listen, I had a great question for you. What happened to Steve? No, never mind. We won't talk about that one.
What happened to Kate?
How come nobody doesn't? We were talking about bombs. Earlier, what were we saying about bombs?
Bombs?
All the good material happens off the air.
That's true.
Could you come were in you on, drinking this morning?
Could you come in on camera, too, a little bit here?
You know, that was the one good. Thing that I had to get used to.
What
is,
was that?
Is that Jack would show up after having drunk several gallons of wine in the morning.
Vast quantity.
Is that what all those Tokay bottles were doing tucked behind the wire machine?
Exactly. Well, we used to hide a lot of things in that studio.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that studio used to be a razor blade warehouse.
Yeah.
It had to be. I found thousands of them.
They wouldn't cut any tape, that's for sure. 6 o'clock in the morning rolled around.
Cut the mustard either. So we were talking about dropping bombs on people, weren't we?
Dropping bombs.
Yeah, I mean, and you said this is your...
Bomb, wasn't that the guy over in Korea with the grenades the other day?
Hangdu bomb, yeah. That's the one. All right, we'll be right back with Jack Popejoy. Is your name Popejoy?
Let me check my wallet here.
Just look at your picture. Mr. Cokespoon?
Genuine blackmail has been with us ever since the first bomb was built. Now, an even more sophisticated form of nuclear blackmail is being discussed in hushed tones. It's called EMP, electromagnetic pulse. This week on News Center 4 at 6, reporter Evan White takes an in-depth look at what happens when you explode a nuclear device high above the United States. The results are not what you might expect. Don't miss Evan's special Target 4 report on News Center 4 at 6, KRON-TV, Channel 4.
Feeling 7 up, I'm feeling 7 up.
It's ace relief pitcher Tug McGraw feeling 7-Up.
Hold it. Hold everything.
McGraw, what the...
Where's my 7-Up?
Your 7-Up? I don't know.
You know?
I don't know.
This cooler has every soda but my 7-Up.
It does.
Funny, no 7-Up.
Here's Coke and Pepsi and Dr. Pepper.
So?
So they all have caffeine.
Caffeine?
Oh, no, not that.
I don't want caffeine.
Then take a Mountain Dew
or a Mellow Yellow.
You take them. I don't want them. They all have caffeine, too.
7-Up. Get the man a 7-Up.
Here's your 7-Up. Up, Mr. McGraw?
My 7-Up. His 7-Up. Ah, crisp and clean with no caffeine. Now this is what you call a relieved pitcher.
Oh. Crisp and clean, no caffeine, feeling 7-Up.
There's more to a good stereo system than just a great set of knobs. And there's a big difference in the stores that sell stereo gear. That's why if you're serious about owning the better equipment available, you should be going to Stereo Showcase at the Top of the Bay in Vallejo. Nobody knows sound better than Stereo Showcase. Real audio experts who live and breathe high performance give you respect and information instead of hard sell. They're people you can trust for top value and service after the sale. 28 years of this treatment have built Stereo Showcase a reputation for being the best place to go for the better equipment available. Better equipment from names like Yamaha, Bang & Olufsen, Macintosh, and Nakamichi that positively give you more performance for the money. Stereo Showcase invites you to relax and properly evaluate your needs in their spacious demonstration areas, where this week you can save big on equipment from JVC. And that's the clincher. It costs no more to get first-class treatment and higher performance at Stereo Showcase. Take Tennessee Street off Interstate 80 to Stereo Showcase at the Top of the Bay in Vallejo.
That sounds amazingly similar to the famous newscaster Michael Stevens. Is that the song? Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
See, she panicked.
Hello?
Good afternoon. This is Walter Cronkite here.
Hi, Walter. How you doing? I think you're with the wrong network.
I'm not affiliated with any CBS corporation right now, except for when I do my show, The Universe.
Well, you know, this is guest newscast today, and that's why we've invited Jack Popejoy in, and we have another guest coming in a little later on who has... who is somewhat of a well-known newscaster in this city as well, and why not you, too?
I'm calling you. I was not given a letter or an invitation or anything showing that I should be up here. I mean, I've won all these awards, and I think that I should be up here.
This guy is so boring. He goes on interminably.
I mean, you're old.
Putting it bluntly, right?
You know, your time has come and gone.
CBS Network.
I've always wanted to insult you.
Chemical that you take.
Chemicals?
What? You have chemicals?
You've just caught the interest of the entire staff here with one word.
No longer
chemicals?
Boring.
What chemicals?
Just give us the call letter.
Better living through chemistry.
Mr. Cronkite? Butt out.
I mean, Reagan says it, so why not us? Hello?
Hey.
Yes, sir, can I help you? Mr. Jokebox is sitting in this very room.
And you got Eve Gayplan. Good, it's like old times. Yes. KSFX.
Well, aren't you the guy that tried to kill me a number of times?
Yes, and I only got away with a plaque.
You're your dentist about that.
No, no, no. This plaque was installed outside a building, an old, a former bank at the corner of Brutal and Handsome here in San Francisco.
Right down from Assault and Battery. I remember. Yes,
yes.
I remember that plaque.
Mr. Hello? Do you want to identify yourself?
No way.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Well, listen, you drive...
And I drive an old beat-up Comet.
Who? No.
Kohotec,
no.
I've seen that. Yes, Kohotec.
No. I drive a poison dart.
Oh, old beat-up dart.
Oh, your dog dart.
A dog dork, yes. Yeah. That's the... That's
a special news guy, is that going to be Van Amber?
No. What? Yeah. Who?
I was going to wake up the parents.
No. Listen, hey, incidentally, do you want to buy that plaque back?
Sure. Seems how you gave me Manit last time.
Oh, time to end that conversation.
Trading Manit for plaque.
And now, why don't we, we could do the news right now. But I don't understand why when Jack is here,
yeah,
he isn't doing the news.
I offered to give him some news.
And he wouldn't take the offer?
He didn't want to take it up.
Now, why is that, Jack?
I'm holding out for an elk, actually. It was
interesting. We didn't say moose, we said news. And now it's time for the news.
Booze?
Oh, no. Oh, it's not time for the news yet. Wait.
She's fumbling.
She's got to start showing up at rehearsal, Jack. She never shows up. Okay, now it's time to.
1977, Tsar hero Idi Amin Dada, beloved controller of Uganda, having three men executed because a play that they had produced was said to be insulting to the beloved field marshal. Esquire magazine continued its uncharted course during that year. The company sold this time to Clay Felker, former publisher of New York Magazine, both of those events coming down in August. Tennis was growing by leaps and bounds in popularity that year. The one-on-one of the 70s saw one of the new breed, Sweden's Bjorn Borg, take Wimbledon in 1977. July the 8th, the FCC revealed it was investigating the heavyweight championship of tennis, a challenge series that had been going on for the past 3 years. CBS, one of the co-sponsors and the only broadcaster of the matches, conducted its own investigation. Their findings submitted to the FCC, but never submitted to the public. A whistle was blown by the Washington Post newspaper, charging that the winner-take-all part of the matches was a gimmick to fool the public, and that the promoter and the players decided in front just how much the players' purses would be. James Earl Ray went over the wall in 77, escaping from a maximum security prison where he had been serving a 99-year term for the assassination of the Reverend Martin Luther King. During Ray's 3 days of freedom, speculation about a conspiracy involved in the King assassination flared up anew. But before 3 days had passed, Ray was treed by six men armed with bloodhounds. They said it couldn't be done, but the five boroughs of the Big Apple and suburban Westchester County made it through the year's great blackout in the middle of July. 9 million persons were left without electricity for anywhere between 4.5 and 25 hours. That blackout touched off a succession of major events in the city with temperatures in the mid-90s. During the blackout, we had rampant looting, vandalism, and other criminal activity taking place all over the city. The proof, over 3,400 persons arrested, 500 fires, 100 police injured, and Con Ed calling the whole thing an act of God. And perhaps it was. We'll be back with a look at the weather right after this.
Lots of people are winning in the McDonald's quality game.
Everybody here at McDonald's is playing the game, Earl.
No wonder. A person could win a Big Mac sandwich.
Or thousands of dollars. Over 50 million prizes available. Instant winners, too, from Coca-Cola, up to $500,000. We can win big.
So come on and play.
At McDonald's.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. 16 years or older to play. Game scheduled to end May 23rd, but date may vary in your area. Game rules and final date details at participating McDonald's.
A lot of people are drinking V8 juice these days. What about you?
At college, I take study breaks. I reach for the V8.
How can you drink V8 as a snack?
It's refreshing. It's good. Grab a six-pack of V8, and it stays in the office refrigerator. And at the conference table, I have a V8 break.
It definitely satisfies you. It's like, you know, 8 different vegetables jumping all over your tongue. It's great.
It's nutritious. I know that I'm doing something good for myself.
That's why so many people are saying,
wow, I'm going to have a V8.
KSFX weather is remarkably similar to weather that occurred somewhere in the world on April the 28th in 1977. And now that we've compared those two weathers together, here they are, the two guys together.
Oh, no. It's not just two guys.
Two guys from Calistoga.
Two guys from Calistoga.
Two guys supermarkets? Marshall.
Yes, sir.
Weren't you?
I have to say, sir.
I want to get this chronology right
every time.
Today is guest newscaster day, right?
Yes, it is guest
newscaster
day.
And we have all sorts of interesting people showing up here, and mostly we have people.
I can't wait for them to get here.
I know. They're late. Mostly we have people who are replacing people who are replacing people.
Right.
At the time, if you remember those.
Stand-ins for stand-ins.
Yes.
George Steinbrenner, School of Broadcast.
I like that. Write that down. We'll use it later. Okay. And now, let's listen to the mystery voice.
Marshall, I have a warning for you.
Oh, no.
You've been there for how many days now, Marshall?
Four.
And what happens?
What happens?
Jack shows up. That means one thing, Marshall.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no! Yes, it is. It's your own former wife, Joanne Rosenzweig Green.
Good morning, Joanne.
I figured it wouldn't be complete. How you guys doing?
Fine. I'm not working yet, regular full-time, Joanne.
And there's no such thing as working regularly, Marshall. You haven't figured that out yet.
Oh, is that it?
I've heard your work, and you're not working regularly either yet, Joanne.
Isn't that where we left off, Joanne?
I believe so. It's a cycle.
Listen, what brings you up so early in the morning? You're not up. How did you happen to be hearing what was going on here?
And the radio went on, and there was Jack.
And there was Jack.
God, I'm sorry, Joanne.
That's right. And there was, that's what happened the last time at the last radio station, and there was Jack.
And where was Joanne?
I stayed up this time.
All right. Well, listen, we're gonna give you an all-expense-paid trip to stay, all-expenses-paid, at the Norman Yates Hotel.
In Hawaii. In Hawaii.
In the shadow of Coit Tower. And, geez, it's just good to hear from you so early in the morning. Because Joanne and I, of course, used to work together
as
well. We go way back.
Yeah, you used to speak Farsi, didn't you?
K-Farsi, yes. That's where she is now. And, of course, Joanne, you're also the luminary from the evening program as well, aren't you?
Pum Magazine, isn't it?
The Consumer Reporter. No, wait. No, it's the Hot Tip Reporter from Evening Magazine. Everybody recognizes, you know, I stand on the street with Joanne and they say, look, and I'm going, I've finally been recognized.
And
it's no, it's her. It's you that
it's
they're
you.
Looking at.
What is that beep?
We're
just recording
the whole conversation so that you'll never work for ABC.
This is Admiral Bobby Inman providing the beeps on this morning's
program.
Joanne, thank you for calling. And don't ever call me.
Thank you, Joanne.
This is it.
We're finished.
Remember, I'll be out of work next week, Joanne, and I'll be by to see
Joanne,
you at what places the TV station.
Can I make the announcement? Joanne? Huh? Let me say it one more time this morning. Can I?
No, you can't.
No. Uh-oh, that's is that Fred Green?
That's it.
No.
Joanne, just let me say it one time.
Hey, I got tickets for Hawaii for you.
You know what happens, the megalomedia curse of Hawaii. Are you sure, Joanne? Can I just...
No.
You know what Joanne's going to have?
Tape and watch it.
Joanne's going to have a problem. All right, thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Marshall.
From their bed. In Berkeley.
Direct from their bed.
Yeah.
That's a new one. Thank you.
Make me feel alright. And her name is G L O I G L O R I A. G L O R I A. I'm gonna shout all night.
around here. Just about midnight. She made me feel so good. I want to tell you, she made me feel all right. Comes walking down my street. Why don't you come up to my house? Knock upon my door. And then she call out my name. That made me feel alright. G-L-O, alright.
Gloria.
G-L-O, alright.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout all night.
Gloria.
7:38 in the morning from KSFX Radio on this, the day number 6 is my calculation. I might be wrong about that. It might be day number 7, but it's 1977, the year we're looking back at today, musically. Somebody called and said, hey, where's the disco if it's 1977? So where's the Village People? We got a record by them in here? No, there's nothing left. Hello?
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 Am I on the radio?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God. I thought you were dead for the past 2 years.
I thought I was dead for the past 2 years.
Because, see, there was a guy that lived by your house, and he killed himself. And I usually don't listen to KSFX in the morning.
Oh, that's when I lived on 20th Street, I remember.
Yeah.
What's your name, honey?
Tina Sullivan.
Tina?
Sheila.
Sheila, now I'm trying to remember what you looked like. It must have been a drunken haze we were together one night.
Turn the lights on, Katie.
Is that Sheila Renee?
Oh, is that Sheila?
No, it's not Sheila Renee.
Sheila.
Sheila?
Yeah.
So what are you doing these days?
Going to school.
And what are you doing tonight?
And how old are you, Sheila?
How old are you, Sheila?
I'm fine.
You're fine.
You're fine.
How old is that?
5 years old.
American
All
years.
Right.
How old are you, Sheila?
10.
You're 10. Is that enough, Marshall?
No, that's. I'm sorry, Sheila. You
Marshall.
Missed the cut by 2 years.
Sheila, what school do you go to?
St. Phillips.
St. Phillips?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Now, what house did you live in on 20th Street? I'm trying to recall this.
What?
Which house did you live in on 20th?
With the green tree.
Oh, you lived in the White House. This is President Reagan's daughter I was messing around with.
I lived up on the hill.
You lived up on the hill?
Oh, the fool on the hill.
No, that's her mother. Is your mother home?
The fool on the hill.
She's not?
She had to go to school with my sister.
Oh, you stay home and take care of the kids while your mother goes to school, huh?
Oh,
boy, you know, times have changed. I can't believe the way that... Yeah, Sheila?
Uh-huh.
It's been a real pleasure talking to you. I'm not dead.
And
Beverly?
Yeah.
Beverly's a very close friend of mine.
Boy, the rumors are really flying about you.
Yes.
I have a KSFX t-shirt, and I was wearing it. She goes, hey, you remember Steven? And I go, yeah. And he goes, he's a disc jockey for KSFX. And I go, Steven killed himself 2 years ago.
Yes, I heard his show, and you're right.
Hey, Jack. That's the bomb you were talking about.
Turn on the radio. KSFX, this is Steven.
And there
I go, oh, my goodness. And
jeez. Did you just find out that I was on the air here this morning?
Yes.
Boy, you're just in time.
Hey, Stephen will be killing himself again
Pope
soon.
Pope Joy is overstaying his welcome again.
Yeah.
Can you tell he just woke
Whoa.
Up? Mr. Nice.
I think Sheila's your agent, isn't she?
He has a secret
just
agent.
Just found out.
We're going down to Silicon Valley to steal secrets. Hello?
Yeah?
Don't ever call me here again. Sheila?
Yeah?
It's been wonderful talking to you.
Okay.
And it's going to be wonderful talking about you. Be sure to tell all the kids in the neighborhood that that old Stevie's still alive and right here.
Nina, remember Nina? She thought you.
No, who's
Boy,
Nina?
Boy, you sure knew a lot of little girls.
Calling the roll.
This is real interesting.
I don't know any Nina.
Nina,
I've never seen
Sheila,
any Nina.
Karen.
That's funny.
Okay, the other people well trained around here anyway.
It's not the Red Red Robin that makes spring official. It's the return of great outdoor concerts and activities to the Bay Area. Tickets are already on sale for Weather Report at the Greek Theater, the Mountain Air Music Festival, the Oak Ridge Boys at the Concord Pavilion, and Day on the Green number 1 with Journey and Santana at Oakland Coliseum. Or you can tour Alcatraz Island or take a breathtaking bay cruise. Go camping or spend a day at the ballpark with the A's and Giants. And who has the tickets? Ticketron, of course. There are over 30 Ticketron outlets in the Bay Area, including Montgomery Ward, Rainbow Records, and Tower Records and Posters. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up your flyers of upcoming events, Alcatraz tours, and camping. For the location nearest you, call 415-393-6914. That's 393-6914. Remember, Ticketron, for the best tickets for your entertainment.
Talking baseball in San Francisco, 25 giant years.
Jack, where do you think you're going?
To your folks' little dinner party.
In your Giants cap and jersey.
Yeah, and my Giants pants, my Giants socks, my Giants wristband.
Uh-huh.
Well, I wish the Giants made underwear.
Jack, if you show up like that, my folks will faint.
I know, then we won't have to go there anymore. Oh, can I borrow your cleats?
No.
Just for tonight.
No.
I wouldn't mind if we were going to go with your parents to a Giants game. You know, I could get lost in the crowd and the food. And
well, Jack, you know my father hasn't left the house since the Seals were here.
Yeah, I know a way we can get him out of the house.
How?
Tell him the Giants are having leisure suit night at Candlestick.
Go go get changed.
Oh.
Yes.
Talking baseball. Giants by the Bay.
The Mets are in town this weekend for four games, and Sunday's doubleheader is Frank Robinson Hall of Fame Day, co-sponsored by Eastern Airlines. You'll get a beautiful Frank Robinson photo album, and we'll honor Robbie between games. See you Sunday. First game starts at noon.
Okay, I'll see you there. It's 17 before 7. These are my, you know, in these last few days, it just reminds me that I'd rather be doing something else. Something like becoming a secret agent. Something like I've never done before. Things that no man has ever seen.
Submitted for your approval, The Continued Adventures of Senor Lamont Smith. When we last left our hero, Senor Smith, Lamont to his friends, he was just hired by the state of California to take over the Medfly Sprain operation. We find him flying over Hayward, surveying all he perceives, spraying small children and innocent cars. All this and more here in the Medfly Zone.
This is one crazy Negro. One crazy Negro. I'm over Hayward now. There's a nice elementary school. Hey, kids, get a load of this. All right, direct hit, and it's lunchtime. Oh, a car dealer. How about some mellifying on those paint jobs for you, huh?
Oh, man. I am so sick of those choppers buzzing my house. I can't get a tan this way. Mom, get the machine guns out here. I'm going after him. Hey, Lamont, try this on your paint job, sucker.
One crazy Negro, one crazy Negro. I'm taking heavy enemy fire. Prepare to drop tanks. Look out below. Direct hit on a supermarket. There it is. Hey, there's a fruit stand. Bombs away. No med flies there. Quick quarantine me. Check the roadblocks. Check in the mail. Give me more melathon. I'm coming in for a party. Hey, did I forget that back there? Huh? I'll go back and spray it again. Okay, I'll hit that one there. Supermarket. Elementary school.
Senor Smith is flying into oblivion and into schoolyards. Now he needs to find someone to clean up the mess he's made, flying high and getting high, high in the air everywhere, over the beautiful East Bay. All this and more here in the Medfly Zone.
Against the West Coast, Warner Brothers are such good hosts. I raise my whiskey glass and give them a toast. I'm sure they know it's true. I got no rap against the Southern states. Every time I've been there, it's been great. But now I'm leaving and I can't be late. And to myself be true.
Hip-hop!
see. I guess I'll miss it every single day. But no one loves me here anyway. I know my plane is due. One that's going to Kathmandu. Up to the mountains where I'm going to. If I ever get out of here, that's what I'm gonna do. Kathmandu. Really, really, really going to.
KSFX Radio at 9 minutes before 7 o'clock. Oh, wait, maybe I don't have this. Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Heidi.
How come? Heidi? Sounds like the original. You can jump in. I can't. Heidi?
Yeah?
How old are you, Heidi?
13.
I can't believe it, boy. They're right in the demographic.
13, huh?
Now we're approaching Marshall's. Never mind. Heidi, why did you call?
Because just before that song, you announced that it was 17 before 7 o'clock.
Uh-oh, excuse me. Erase that.
No, that's not right.
I remember that.
There's a penalty flag in the studio is keeping misreads. Yeah.
Well, listen, if they just do digital time, maybe like digital recording, we'd get better results. Hello?
Yeah?
Do you live on a mountaintop with an old man?
No.
All right. Well, listen, you 13, sound like a little dog. Yes, 13. Thanks for calling, Heidi. Okay, see you later. All right, now that I've been totally humiliated by a pair of 10-year-olds, it's time for somebody who has no other interests than the news. Here he is now, Mr. Marshall Phillips.
In 1977, and odd you should mention that, because that was the year that movie director Roman Polanski was indicted by an L.A. grand jury. Yes, on March the 24th, Roman was taken in. He was charged with rape, sodomy, and a number of other things by the L.A. County grand jury. This was an alleged attack on a 13-year-old girl. He had been photographing the young lady for a French magazine. Polanski then, after being charged and summarily convicted of those charges, split for Europe, where he is now a rather well-known figure. Dade County, Florida residents decided in that year to repeal a law prohibiting discrimination against homosexuals in employment, housing, and public accommodations. The vote by a Dade County group of voters came down in June of 77, following a heated campaign led at least publicly by singer Anita Bryant. Following the victory in Florida, Anita vowed to take the fight to repeal similar laws on the road throughout the country to, as Anita put it, fight all efforts to legitimize a lifestyle that is both perverse and dangerous. Here we have, from 1977, a tape of one of the incidents that happened to Anita while she was fighting perversity.
Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of Anita Bryant speaking in Des Moines, Iowa on October 14th, 1977.
Homosexuals are using many
homosexuals and telling them lies as to why I stood and so forth. And that's why I think the book is going to be important to tell them the real truth as to what happened, if they'll believe it. Just an example where cities that we went into, if we were going to go on a crusade across the nation and try to do away with the homosexuals, then we certainly would have done it on June the 8th after one of the most overwhelming victories in the country.
Right.
But we didn't. We tried to avoid it and went into a place called Norfolk, Virginia, and were met with protest and all kinds of problems. And every...
Security agent.
No, let him stay.
Well, at least it's a fruit pie. Huh.
Let's pray for him right now. Anita, let's pray. Anita, why don't you pray? That's all right.
Father, we want to thank you for the opportunity of coming to Des Moines. And Father, I want to ask that you forgive him.
That we love him.
And that we love him. And that we're praying for him to be delivered from his deviant lifestyle, Father. And I just...
We forgive you, and we love you.
Thank you.
Could we ask you to leave?
I don't want this man touched or harmed in any way.
I'll leave, but...
All right, never mind.
While the cameras clicked, there you have Anita Bryant praying and crying for a man who threw a fruit pie at her while she was fighting perversity. We'll be back with a look at the weather from 77 and 82 right now. Low clouds this morning with a chance of drizzle. East Bay, South Bay, not just like winds often do. Clouds will clear out this afternoon. We'll have highs in the 60s. And now we return to you to 1982, where on KSFX.
No, we're in 77.
Well, no,
still,
I was
Marshall.
Leading into this. We're on KSFX. Yeah, okay. They're looking at 1977, a year of full employment.
What? What does he know about full employment? Let's get an authority on that in here. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir. You have a question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Marshall, how come you aren't at KLOS?
How come I'm not at where? KLOS. I left there back in August of 77.
77.
Yeah.
This gentleman just called and said, what's he doing up here? I thought he was down there.
No, I've been up here for 2 years.
See,
where
that happened
you
to
been?
Me this morning, too.
Yes, we're all dead.
We're all
radio
dead.
Death.
Now do you understand? No more than before.
Of course. Thank you very much, sir. All right. It's 4 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning. Little did you know that Louis has talents... Hidden talents.
Oh, I'll bet.
You got something to say about that?
Hidden talents.
Checking out of the counter here.
Yeah.
Which on Friday
Jack is waiting
she
for her to
display.
Uncover her talents
yes.
for us this morning. And we'll give her one shot. Did you have something you wanted to say?
No, I just...
Quit eating your cigarette there.
You're bleeding from the mouth. He's fighting his tongue again.
I read about her in the Bible, the 20 talents, I think.
Yes, of gold. Her talent is that she is a mezzo-soprano, or a mezzi-soprano.
No, muni-soprano.
Muni-soprano. Where's Secaucus? Is that where Megalomania is? Secaucus, yes. New Jersey Philharmonic. And she sings every night to her shower nozzle. Yes?
Yes, and she has sheet music, too, for singing in bed.
Oh, God! We are back
Woo!
There!
Jokes from 1977.
And here
before.
She is. I want to show you Louis' talents. One shot and one shot alone. Oh, man. Now she blew it. See, that's why she's still behind the console instead of in front of the microphone.
Behind it are payments to her music teacher, I think.
Boy, is that moving. Moving me right out of here.
life of Beethoven. She loved the way Puccini lit that tune, and birds is always screaming from her room.
Hi, I'm Jimmy of the Romantics, and whenever I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Stephen Capin, because that's what I like about you.
And then you'll have to eat your lunch off
Just hear that one more time, because that was one of the best things I've heard in this studio in a long time. It's the Don't Cry For Me Now. Okay. Don't cry for me now, Anita.
That's really beautiful.
It's oranges. Sorry about that.
As Jack was just saying about the Danish I'm trying to eat,
don't touch that. You don't know where that's been.
Bjorn who?
Hello?
Yes, this is Stephen Caban.
Yes.
I heard you talking to my daughter once again, and I'm tired of it. I'm going to get
done.
I told you to leave my daughter alone, but you persist in just trying to talk to her and see her again, and I told you never to call her again.
Something wrong.
If I see her and my daughter again, I'm going to come after you.
That's a wrong number.
You're going to be a worse before.
Just another satisfied listener here on the
threat of nuclear blackmail has been with us ever since the first bomb was built. Now, an even more sophisticated form of nuclear blackmail is being discussed in hushed tones. It's called EMP, electromagnetic pulse. This week on News Center 4 at 6, reporter Evan White takes an in-depth look at what happens when you explode a nuclear device high above the United States. The results are not what you might expect. Don't miss Evan's special Target 4 report on News Center 4 at 6, KRON-TV, Channel 4.
And our next contestant is...
Charles C. Wheatmuller.
Well, welcome to Repeat After Me.
Thank you. I've always had a keen desire to be on your show.
Good. Now, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50 pickups beat the imports.
You mean Datsuns and Toyotas, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50...
Isn't that because when you compare standard models, they have larger payloads and load areas than Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right. Larger standard payloads and load areas.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me.
And don't Dodge Ram 50 pickups also have more fuel capacity than the Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, more fuel capacity.
And the largest available engines are the Royal and Sport models.
Look, Mr. Wheatneeler, on Repeat After Me, you're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh, Look, Mr. Wheaton, you're on repeat after me. You're supposed to repeat after me. How's that?
Yes. Next contestant, please.
Yes, next contestant.
Sign up for the Great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush at your Dodge truck dealer. You could win a treasure chest of prizes, including 12 troy ounces of gold.
Am I supposed to be repeating this?
Nothing to buy. For licensed drivers 18 years or older, Gold Rush ends May 31st. Void where prohibited. Your dealer has details.
Your dealer has details.
We know.
We know.
And now we're going to take you back to 1977 with all the news that fits.
Good morning, it's 8:10. This is Jack Popejoy with KSFX headlines this morning. Ronald Reagan has just appointed Tip O'Neill to be this country's first ambassador to the Bermuda Triangle. Oakland Mayor Lionel Wilson swallows his tie. And Joe Montana undergoes a sex change. Wait a minute, is this the 29th today?
No, Jack, it's the 28th.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's tomorrow's headlines. Right, my mistake. Never mind. Anyway. Never mind.
Shape it up and we'll bring you back here for another audition.
Wait, that's the wrong record!
All right, wait a second. No, wait. Pick up the needle. Wait. Just lift it up.
You're not into that anymore, are you?
No, I'm not. No, you just said, no, we got to find the right one. That's a terrible record. Wait. Marshall.
Yes.
Phil for cover.
I'll do something here. I don't know, Jack.
Phil music
exchange headlines. What were you doing in 1977,
yeah,
Jack?
What were you
and
doing,
Jack? Where were you in 77, and who was she?
I was born at a very early age back
as
in the fall.
As now we try and fill up some time because someone screwed up.
It seems we've been here before.
Yes, often.
Wasn't it back in 1979? No, it was 1980 when Jack and Marshall and I all joined together to leave the same job at the same time.
Well, at very similar times.
I'd like to point out that if anybody, if there's any general manager listening of a radio station and you would like to change format,
we'll come in.
Stephen Capen, Billy Judge, Marshall Phillips, and Jack Popejoy are the people for you. We could open a service.
We'll help change the whole
thing.
We've
buried so many radio stations.
Don't we call
that
format liquidators and incorporated?
Yes. Here in the last unleavened days of KSFX.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 12 minutes past 8, and for those of you children, we haven't found it yet, Karen?
It's somewhere.
Help her out, somebody, quick!
Just talk among yourselves for a minute.
There are four engineers bending over the record now.
It's 12 minutes past 8, and what I wanted to tell you was that the students in the Stephen Capen School of Broadcasting owe $500 for showing you how to fill for time while the engineer cues the record. Thank you very much. And now here's Eric Clapton.
Is it love?
See, the Argentines would never have messed with the British if the Sex Pistols were still around. They just would have sent them there in concert. It would have been all over. 16 past 8 from KSFX. Hello?
The boat has hold the smoke.
Hey, wait, you're talking about hoes? Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. A hoe.
We're not on Broadway.
Listen, I just wanted to show you, since we're looking at 1977 today, we're looking back at 1977, what somebody sounds like who was born in that year.
Oh, wow.
Are you there, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you say a few words for the listening audience?
I want to talk to Rosalie.
Which brings us, hang on,
to another matter. Hello?
Stephen?
Yes?
What have you done with Rosalie?
What have we done with Rosalie,
Eddie? How many times?
She's okay. She's ill. She's on vacation.
Best thing in the shit.
Let me just.
What?
I've never heard such a shocking aggregate of newsmen in my entire life.
Well, what would happen?
Yes. Where's Ms. S?
Well, no, don't.
Where's Ms. S?
We've got a special surprise.
Okay, all right. Well, if you're tired of newsmen, stand by for newswomen. And thanks so much for calling. Yes, former roller derby queen and a once Miss America and former newscaster, and she'll be right in just a few minutes from KSFX at 17 past 8 o'clock.
I'm up in Oakland on a Saturday night. Lord, I said I just didn't feel right. Good night, ladies all around, but the right one that found me such a bad night. Trucker from Dallas was callous to Queenie with his rude side. Now he can't deny that it got much more than he bargained for. Queenie's right cross brought him to the floor. And now he know better than to mess with the queen.
Marshall's shouting orders, and I'm not sure. I couldn't hear you. I had to turn the microphone on to find out.
Cheese.
Oh, pizza to go, no anchovies. It's 19. Everybody's ordering this morning. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio on the morning problem.
Two orders yourself.
Thank you.
Get out and stay out.
Shut up. Put up or shut up. I have a choice. Is somebody in there ready to do the news? No, we're not ready. We're preparing a special newscast, especially for people who are handicapped. Is that it? No, the handicapped people are doing the newscast this morning. Is that it?
Yeah, this is Hire the Handicapped
Day. I recognize that. She didn't say hi to handicapped, and she didn't say ho. She said, Hire the Handicapped. Are you going to come on now? No, she's all right. She's slipping in and out, so we'll just play another record, and then we'll be back after Pretzel Logic from Steely Dan here on KSFX. As we look back at 1977, are you looking back at 1977?
Oh, my God.
Look ahead at 1977.
as I'd love to tour the Southland in a traveling minstrel show. Yes, I'm gonna be a star and make them laugh. Sound just like a record on a phonograph. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago. Oh, yeah. Hey, hey! I have never met Napoleon, but I plan to find the time. But I plan to find the time. Yes, I do. 'Cause he looks so fine up on that hill. They tell me he was lonely, he's lonely still. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago. Platform. The man gave me the news. He said, "You must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes?" Well, I've seen them on the TV, the movie show. They say the times are changing, but I just don't know. These things are gone.
Did I hurt your ears?
You broke them.
I used to blow Popejoy's ears away regularly.
Ears.
Or just blow in his ears.
What did you say?
Send him away. What?
Now that I'm deaf.
Jack Chokebook is in the studio this morning with us. We have quite an array of once and future newscasters in here. Ray newscasters.
Is this
here?
The unemployment line?
Yes, it sort of looks, resembles one, doesn't it?
That line
I think this is an assembly line. So let's put this together now, 25 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning from KSFX. Here's Marshall with a special introduction.
And I've got a special introduction because in 1977, a company was formed here in San Francisco, a company called NewsScript. And one of the people who founded that company, still with that company, but still radio unemployed, our own Nancy Stevens, who has brought her own special look at 1977 into the studio. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Marshall?
Oh, just unemployed.
Isn't everybody these days? Join the 10 million Americans. You know, the interesting thing about 1977 is that that is the year
that punk or new wave or new music or whatever you want to call it hit the United States. Punk actually started in 1976 over in Britain. It took us a whole nother year to get it here. But as you well know, a lot of people didn't like punk. They still don't like punk. They don't like to talk about it. But it started a whole new form of music. Of course, it also started a lot of what we know as hype in the business. And a lot of people now are looking back on 1977 as one of the seminal years in music, because even though it created music, as I said before, we don't necessarily like these days, it opened things up, and it also started one of the biggest hype bands in the country, and that was, of course, the Sex Pistols. We're going to be playing the Sex Pistols with you, or for you, in just a little bit. But 1977, besides being the year that brought punk and new wave music to the United States, also saw the formation of some of the biggest bands that we are listening to these days. One of them is The Police. Sting joined The Police in 1977. That year they spent touring European opera theaters with a classical German composer by the name of Eberhard Schoner. And of course The Police went on to have hits like Roxanne and their platinum albums that we're listening to these days. Dire Straits was formed in 1977. The Cars, as we know them now, got together in Boston, although they were together for about 10 years before that. Cheap Trick put out their first album. Gary Numan formed his first band called Two Way Army in 1977. The Human League, which has now got a minor hit here in the U.S., they formed in 1977. Another whole movement of music started in England in 1977. That was called the two-tone music. That was with Madness, the Specials, and the Selector. They were the first people to combine reggae, R&B, and black and white forms of music all together. Mink DeVille put out their first album in 1977. Tom Petty released You're Gonna Get It. Elvis Costello put out his very first album in 1977. That one was called My Aim Is True and had such great hits on it as Allison and Angels Wanna Wear My Red Shoes. The Motors did a really interesting song in 1977 called Airport, and Devo, actually, that was the first year that people stopped throwing beer cans at them and had a great time. A lot of interesting things happened in 1977. Do we have a spot to go to now, Marshall?
We could if we wanted to.
Okay.
What, is Marshall the new program director here? Don't ask him anything. It's dangerous.
Well, who needs you anymore? You're an employee.
I am an employee.
I was lying on the beach. Knew I needed a change to something really exciting. When she came into range, she wore piña colada. A tan, dark, and deep, she wore piña colada. She made my heart leap.
Try the latest Savage scent in the Savage Tan. Piña colada in tropical blend. Lets you tan fast. Moisturizes to help keep you soft. Original coconut or
piña colada tropical blend.
A lot of people are drinking V8 juice these days. What about you?
At college, I take steady breaks. I reach for the V8.
How can you drink V8 as a snack?
It's refreshing. It's good. Grab a six-pack of V8, and it stays in the office refrigerator. And at the conference table, I have the V8 break.
It definitely satisfies you. It's like eight different vegetables jumping all over your tongue. It's great.
It's nutritious. I know that I'm doing something good for myself.
That's why so many people are saying,
wow, I'm going to have a V8.
Thank you very much. I think I'll have one, too.
Me too.
Yeah. KSFX weather.
Nancy, you always remind me of my ma for some reason. I don't know what it is, but you just have this ma thing, you know?
I don't know what to say to that, Stephen. You're older than I am, for heaven's
sakes.
That's
right, too.
Yeah, let's have some weather. Low clouds this morning with a chance of drizzle.
Those teenagers will never listen to me. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Dribble on this program?
Dribble. Stop dribbling on me, will you, Jack?
Stephen's going to dribble all the way to the unemployment line. The East Bay,
basketball,
South Bay.
Basketball Jones. I play basketball for
Yes, right. Basically, what we're going to say is that the clouds might clear out this afternoon, right? The highs will be in the 60s.
Hard time getting through the weather.
Yes, right. Okay, we've been looking.
Want to harass her a little more?
Oh, come on, harass me a little more, Stephen. I won't feel like I'm here at KSFX without you harassing me. Now it's going to be my turn to harass Stephen.
I don't harass.
I don't know what you said about that. Yes.
We were talking about 1977.
Ah, were we? Yes, we were.
The year of the punk. I brought something in just for you, Stephen.
All right.
Yes, it's called God Save the Queen.
Oh, God Save the Queen.
start to creep. Through the shadows of the moonlight, I walk my beat. Better close your window tight, I might come in for a fight. Oh yeah. When you're fast asleep, I walk around on my tippy toes, and I get into places that nobody knows. I'm always around if you wanna meet. You can find me on almost every street. You always get me on the telephone. I'll even come to your home if you're ever alone.
Sleepwalker, night stalker, I'm a sleepwalker, sleepwalker, I'm a sleepwalker, night stalker, 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 I'm a sleepwalker,
I should be wearing black this morning because I'm grieving my engineer. Write this down. It's 19 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning from KSFX as we look back at 1977.
Hey, Bob,
someone get the door.
Give me a lift downtown?
Sure, hop in. Something wrong with your car?
Yeah. Hey, turn up your Jensen.
When are you going to get your own Jensen?
Today. See, if I buy any Jensen car receiver before May 31st, I get a disc washer, Perfect Path cassette head cleaner free, worth $6.95.
That'll keep your Jensen sounding great.
Yeah, thanks for the lift.
Hey, what's wrong with your car anyway?
No Jensen in it. Yet.
Jensen! And it's a sound. The sound that moves.
It's new. It's now. It's necessary. In today's world, you never know when the world or the fleet is coming to visit you. It's the new revolutionary Heathkit tank. Easy to build. Lamont Smith of Lima, Ohio says,
you know, it's the only problem. It fits together just as it was promised in the instructions. It's really a small marvel of engineering.
It's fun, too. Betty LeSuite of Port Cake Pan says,
we appreciate having the tank here for our own use and the use of our children. My daughter is 12.
It's functional. Harry Moonbeam of San Francisco says,
the tank is a rare place that Earth Man, you know, without input, I feel like a compass aligning my own magnetic field, you know, a place where everything is okay.
It's necessary.
I personally find the tank is an absolute necessity. Instead of taking a nap, I just blow up my neighbor's house.
So you don't forget, remember, send $1.4 million to Heath Tank, Home Protection and Entertainment Systems from Regonco, San Francisco, California.
Mickey Gilley for Schlitz. You know, folks, my daddy taught me three things. How to pluck an old piano, how to appreciate a good woman, and how to pick a beer. He said, Mickey, the only way to really know beer is to taste them all. Well, I can tell you, folks, I've tasted a few. And the taste that hits the spot for me is Schlitz. Behind every Schlitz is a man who knows beer. Ask a man who knows how he picked this one here. 'Cause he's tasted the rest, and the taste makes it clear. Behind every Schlitz is a man who knows beer. Behind every Schlitz is a man who knows his beer. Hop open a tall, cold Schlitz, then you'll know too. You'll know a great tasting beer. Behind every Schlitz is a man who knows his beer.
Wait, Louis, didn't you used to go out with Mickey Gilley? He said, fill these boots.
You don't want to miss the final clearance sale at the Brass Boot on Polk Street. They're bringing in shoes and boots from all 23 Brass Boot stores for this incredible blowout sale. You're not going to see shoes with prices like this for a long, long time. Men's and women's shoes and boots originally priced from $100 to $400, clearance sale priced at one pair for $30, two pairs priced at $50. This incredible sale at the Brass Boot on Polk Street runs through Sunday, May 2nd. It's the final clearance sale at the Brass Boot. Shoes and boots at unbelievable prices. You'll not see the likes of these prices for a long, long time. Remember, the Brass Boot has consolidated their shoes from all 23 stores for this final blowout clearance sale. Men's and women's shoes and boots originally priced from $100 to $400. Clearance sale priced at one pair $30, two pairs $50. A sale like this comes once in a lifetime. No checks. All sales final. Major credit cards accepted at the Brass Boot, 1440 Polk Street.
Wait a second. What time does that blow-up sale start?
Must be quarter of nine, huh?
That's pretty funny, isn't it?
Here we go.
That's really funny. Thank you very much. A cooperative audience is a good audience. It's quarter of nine. Here's Stephen Stills and Marianne.
Everyone seems to think
That's some hot stuff. That was 10 years after in a song called One of These Days, Alvin Lee and Company. It's 8 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio. It is with great pride and pleasure that we bring you the founding mother of the Jefferson Starship.
Star whatnot.
Did she start the Starship?
Is that, she started everything. You're talking about Nancy, right?
Yeah, she's starting trouble this morning.
That's why I'm here.
Washington.
London.
From all points of the world, you
are a witness to news as it happens.
Or happened. In 1977, a number of things were happening. And since in 1982, we have a number of unemployed news people with us this morning, we have an open call. Yesterday, I spent a great deal of time on the phone, calling up every news director in town who this morning is listening. And so, just to prove to all of them that once I worked, we take you back to 77.
Any good old boy will tell you, you make hay while the sun shines. And for one Southern brother, the last year has been almost all sunshine. Monday, the 31st, all of Plains, Georgia gets a taste of Billy, a brand new kind of beer.
In heaven, there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, well, our friends will be drinking all the beer. Everybody sing!
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer.
Named after Jimmy's, Jimmy Carter's brother. And I'd like to, if I may, Marshal, read you a little statement here that we have on our can. And this is a statement that was made by Billy. And he said, I had this beer brewed up just for me. I think it's the best beer I ever tasted, and I've tasted a lot. I think you'll like it, too. And we have his signature on the can, Billy Carter.
Quite a coup for the Falls City Brewing Company in Louisville, Kentucky. Brewery executive Jerry Wall explained how Billy picked the beer that will bear his name.
He did have seven choices, and he picked the one that he liked the best. One evening, and then the very next morning, we put him through the same test, and he picked exactly the same brew.
So he knows his beer.
We feel that it must be a really good brew.
Of course, it's going to be the folks down south and on the East Coast that'll be the final judge of Billy Beer. The Falls City Brewing Company and Billy Carter can see fairly soon how the folks judge the suds when the money from the sales starts a-rolling in.
Jules down there was free and I got loaded.
I'm Stephen Matthew David, owner of Matthew's Top of the Hill Daily City. And sometimes even I'm surprised how people find out about our store. Listen to this couple.
A policeman sent us out here. A policeman on the street in the center of the city. That's why we came.
Good directions. All roads do lead to Matthew's. Everyone knows about Matthew's, and listen to what his wife said.
Well, I was surprised how many people knew of Matthew's. We are foreigners. We are from Australia.
Well, if people can come that far, then it's certainly worth the time for you to drive to the top of the hill, where you'll find color TV from $258, installed auto sound systems from $99, complete home stereos from $199, and videotape recorder from $499. So shop around. You'll find out as this woman did.
Yeah, I shopped before I came here at other stores, and this was the best deal. So I actually drove quite a way to get here because it was worth it.
Yes, it is worth it. Come find out for yourself. Matthews, 6400 Mission Street, Top of the Hill, Daly City.
Looking back at 1977 on the last 11 days of KSFX, Bill Cosby the comedian became Dr. Bill Cosby in 77. The cause earned a PhD from the University of Massachusetts. His dissertation was entitled An Integration of the Visual Media via Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids into the Elementary School Curriculum as a Teaching Aid and a Vehicle to Achieve Increased Learning. Whew, that's an interesting...
What the hell does that mean?
I'm not sure, but it's a whole dissertation in itself, just the title right there.
Can you put it in lay terms?
No.
Okay.
Not especially with 10-year-olds. Also, Evel Knievel, the feisty daredevil, proved that he was fisty, too. Evel went to jail for 6 months for beating up a writer. He claims said some nasty things about him. And a quick look at the KSFX weather. Low clouds this morning with a chance of drizzle. Winds should be 18 to 30 miles an hour out of the west and then northerly, then decreasing. The clouds should clear out this afternoon. That's it for the news.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome, Stephen. It's been fun. I can't believe this is going to be my last news.
It was a short career.
It sure was.
Like most of ours around here. There was one thing we didn't cover in the news this morning, and that's there's a rumor that I don't have a job anymore. Did you hear that rumor?
No.
Let me call the rumor department here and see if there's a rumor.
Hello, rumor department.
Yeah, this is Stephen Cakepan.
Yes, Mr. Cakepan, yes.
There's a rumor that I don't have a job around here anymore.
Mr. Cakepan?
Yes.
That's no rumor.
Oh, good. That's is that good?
Information is the hallmark of democracy. Stay tuned for continuing news coverage. When news is made, you'll hear it first.
in San Francisco.
All right, it's 4 minutes after 9 o'clock. Eddie, you got to leave early this morning, huh?
Yeah, I'm taking off. I'm going up to, what do they call that? Something days in Chico, and it's a rock concert. We're going to have a great time.
So okay, have a good time. Well, listen, we'll catch you later, okay? Right, okay, you're leaving now. Okay, have a wonderful time, okay? And listen, give my regards to all the great folks up there, because all the people who put together this program for Something Days have do this every year. This is the 83rd annual Something Days in Chico, which is also the home, of course, of a lot of prisoners. No, that's Chino. No, I'm wearing chinos. Wait, we got an elevator call here. Hello?
Steven.
Yes.
It's me, Bonehead.
Yes.
I'm leaving now.
I thought, yes, you are.
I'm going up to Chico for the something or another days and rock concerts.
Okay.
So I'm leaving now.
Now he's leaving. Okay. He's walking. You hear him. Hello? Let's just listen out of the air. Somebody hung up the phone. So much for Eddie. It's 9:05 in the morning, and here's Jimi Hendrix from KSFX as we look back at 1977 during the last 11 days.
After all the jets are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers clearly. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is sweeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind, it cries very.
Jack, I thought maybe you'd like to introduce a record this morning. I mean, everyone knows of your prowess as a radio and television newscaster, but not as a disc jockey.
As a disc jockey? What record do you want me to introduce?
Oh, Jack.
Yes, Stephen.
Just play the
you got to know the title.
Yes, it helps a little bit here.
Let's see. The Sheik of Araby by Leon Redbone?
No. Mermaid on a Pogo Stick by... No, that's not it.
You don't want the punchline.
Kate Smith sings the Stones. Guy Lombardo plays the Lumbago.
There's a lot of Stones singing the Stones. No, it's Aqualung by Jethro Tull.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I wouldn't.
I haven't heard that on the radio in a long time. Now, Ian Anderson, proving once again, if you've got it, flout it.
Stepped on the vocal again.
Never a very good distance.
Little girls with fat
You poor old sod, you see it's only me.
Quarter past nine. Reminds me of most of my friends, that particular description. KSFX Radio on 1977 is the day we're on today and the year we're in today. And you'll be hearing the music of 77 all day and beyond. And wait, Louie, you realize we haven't done the spots? Jack, we haven't done the spots. You realize we haven't done the spots?
Hum a couple of bars, and I'll see if I can...
Hello, I'm Sheila Renee. Backstage this week, Ronnie James Dio, vocalist with Black Sabbath. When I was producing this show, I became aware of the eerie numerology involved. Number one, KSFX has been a rock and roll radio station in the Bay Area for 11 years, and Black Sabbath has been touring and recording for 11 years. Also, this is my 13th and final show on KSFX. You figure it out.
Wait a second. That's very strange because that's a coincidence and a news story this morning, Jack.
Coincidenza.
Yes. Can you explain this? Summarize.
Which camera do I look into here?
Right over here.
Makeup. Thank you very much. You got a tight two shot of us here. Oh, that's a little too tight. I'm sorry. Members of the California Assembly Consumer Protection and Toxic Materials Committee spent the day yesterday listening intently to a Led Zeppelin tape played backwards. You heard about this? They're worried about it. They're considering a bill, seriously, in Sacramento, whereby record manufacturers would have to put a warning label on albums if there's any subliminal message. For example, if you could play it backwards and it says, Paul is dead, or...
Yes, I remember that.
So they listened to Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, played backwards several times. And most people said it just sounded like a weird cacophony of who cares. However, Representative Phil Wyman was convinced...
Wait a second. One of those legislators said, I dig Led Zeppelin, man. Yeah. Hey, take this.
He says that playing it backwards, he could hear them say, I sing because I live with Satan. The Lord turns me off. There's no escaping it. Here's to my sweet Satan. That's what he said. He heard it.
Stairway to Heaven
backwards. Stairway to Heaven backwards. That's what he said. Of course, he's been smoking the vinyl, I suspect. It was a little weird.
He said, living in a vinyl plant.
We could try it, I suppose.
Let's play. Yeah, do we have that, Louis? Yeah. Let's play Stairway to Heaven backwards here.
Sounds like... This is an interesting exercise, I would say.
It's exercising music. Deep knee bends. No, not that kind of... I don't hear anything. Do you hear anything?
Deep.
Do you hear anything at all?
No, it sounds like... KSFX coffee machine sounds like a little bit.
The old Maxwell House commercial. I don't hear any lyrics saying anything like that.
I know what you're thinking.
Wait a minute, here's something.
Did he fire six shots or only five?
Hey...
Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself.
You fired.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world,
that's
and
what
would blow
said.
Your head clean off.
Oh, good.
You've got to ask yourself one question.
What's that?
Do I feel lucky?
I feel lucky. I feel real lucky. I'm not too lucky.
And now the continuing saga of Joseph. Joseph was a good kid. One day, his father gave him a dynamite multicolored coat. Joseph said,
I look handsome. I look smart. Such a dazzling coat of many colors.
his jealous brothers went bananas.
Who knew? Not he. How you gonna use him is a mystery.
And that started a family conflict that spanned years and affected everyone in the land. Even the jealous brothers longed for the serenity that once was.
Do you remember the good years in Cana?
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, the enchanting new musical from the creators of Jesus Christ Superstar and Evita, a musical treat for the entire family.
Wait a second, can we try that again, Lou? We're going to try playing Stairway to Heaven backwards. One, just do it with your finger. Maybe we can...
Size, elephants don't really smell bad. And one more thing, Stephen Capon is dead.
The threat of nuclear blackmail has been with us ever since the first bomb was built. Now, an even more sophisticated form of nuclear blackmail is being discussed in hushed tones. It's called EMP, electromagnetic pulse. This week on News Center 4 at 6, reporter Evan White takes an in-depth look at what happens when you explode a nuclear device high above the United States. The results are not what you might expect. Don't miss Evan's special Target 4 report on News Center 4 at 6, KROM-TV, Channel 4.
And our next contestant is...
Charles C. Wheatmealer.
Well, welcome to Repeat After Me.
Thank you. I've always had a keen desire to be on your show.
Good. Now, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50 pickups beat the imports.
You mean Datsuns and Toyotas, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50...
isn't that because when you compare standard models, they have larger payloads and load areas than Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, larger standard payloads and load areas.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me.
And don't Dodge Ram 50 pickups also have more fuel capacity than the Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, more fuel capacity.
And the largest available engines are the Royal and Sport models.
Look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh, look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me. How's that?
Yes. Next contestant, please.
Yes, next contestant.
Sign up for the Great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush at your Dodge truck dealer. You could win a treasure chest of prizes, including 12 troy ounces of gold.
Am I supposed to be repeating this?
Nothing to buy. For licensed drivers 18 years or older, Gold Rush ends May 31st. Void where prohibited. Your dealer has details.
Your dealer has details.
We know.
We know.
She's my dealer OD.
She's
just
my
a week
dealer
ago.
OD just a week ago.
Seems to be an echo in here.
9:21 in the morning from KSFA. Pope Joy is back. Remember Jack Cokespoon? Neither do I. Where'd he come from, anyway?
Last night your shadow fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. As I staggered from my bed, I could not bear the image racing through my head. You were so real that I could feel your eagerness. And when you raised your lips for me to kiss, came the dawn and you were gone. Gone, gone, gone. I kept you with a dream last night. You was a dream. I'm not ready to face the light. I kept you with a dream. Last night, oh, too much
Try to taxi home. It sure was grand. When I come back here next year, I wanna see you again. What was your name, little girl? What's your name? Your name.
KSFX Radio at 25 before 10 in 1977 is the year we're covering in our last 11 days.
Macho, macho, macho shave. Kick Super 2 for the macho shave.
Get macho close with Schick Super 2. Each twin blade home to the ultimate sharp for shaves so close they're macho close. Fits Antra and Track 2 razors.
Macho, macho, macho shave. Schick Super 2. For the macho shave, Schick Super 2. For the macho shave.
All right. You know, we got a beautiful tray of, this is the best look. Where's this come from? The stuffed bagel? The stuffed bagel, the modern deli. Is that called a plug? Can I do that? What do you call these things? I'm not from New York. It's bagels and lox.
Right.
Right?
Are these Yale lox? Fishy to me.
Wait a second. Please. Who let him in this morning? Let's see.
No one led me in. I crawled myself.
in my hand. I can't take this anymore. Hey, Kirk?
Yeah.
I don't trust any eating food that comes in from the outside. Would you mind just testing these lox and bagels here? Just have a bite of that here. Just try that right there.
Mm. Oh, this is sweet.
Are you sure it's okay? We don't want any...
Kirk?
What's the matter, Kirk?
Kirk.
Uh-oh. Medic!
Jeez, we lost another one.
There's more to a good stereo system than just a great set of knobs. And there's a big difference in the stores that sell stereo gear. That's why if you're serious about owning the better equipment available, you should be going to Stereo Showcase at the top of the bay in Vallejo. Nobody knows sound better than Stereo Showcase. Real audio experts who live and breathe high performance give you respect and information instead of hard sell. They're people you can trust for top value and service after the sale. 28 years of this treatment have built Stereo Showcase a reputation for being the best place to go for the better equipment available. Better equipment from names like Yamaha, Bang & Olufsen, Macintosh, and Nakamichi that positively give you more performance for the money. Stereo Showcase invites you to relax and properly evaluate your needs in their spacious demonstration areas, where this week you can save big on equipment from JVC. And that's the clincher. It costs no more to get first-class treatment and higher performance at Stereo Showcase. Take Tennessee Street off Interstate 80 to Stereo Showcase at the top of the bay in Vallejo.
Jack, why don't you try one of these bagels here?
Kirk doesn't.
You're a good friend of mine.
He's not breathing down.
Well, he had a medical problem. Try one of these bagels.
Well, I don't know. I generally eat very little food. Big food always gets stuck, I find.
Try some. It's delicious. How is it, Jack? Jack! Oh, another one bit the dust. What happens when you... This is Steve Capon. Private investigator. We'll find out in just a moment.
Yeah, this is Porky Pig. Everybody in it knows I live in a make-believe world, but I never want to return to the place I went to last night. Oh, no. Hey, sure is a funny party. What's this? Why are all these people so tired? I can't understand their mumbling. That was what I call a lousy party. Those people were using hard drugs, like smack and downers. Why, I've heard that many of the downers are low-grade animal tranquilizers, unfit for human consumption. Oh, it's a terrible risk, but I guess some folks think that being out of it is being in. I hope that none of my friends fall for it. There are better ways to party, yeah. That's all, folks.
This is not a sexual therapy clinic. This is a group of people who have just eaten some bagels and lox that were sent to us from two people I've never heard of. Stephen and KSFX, here are your bagels and lox, signed Terry McGovern and Dave McQueen. Boy, are they sick. Actually, these came from two people. I guess they're listeners, Alex Bennett and Joe Rogelski. I have no idea.
Incidentally, do you take requests, Stephen?
Yes, I do.
How about standard sign-off? I have a little cartridge over here.
Play the national anthem. And here's the Jefferson Starship now.
Yeah.
KSFX with the Starship from Red Octopus. 17 minutes before 10 o'clock in the morning. Yes, white phone.
I told the guy to give you a note that said, watch out for those little bones in the lock. You gotta watch out for the little bones.
We don't have deboned locks?
No, you just got your bones in the lock.
We ain't got the bone in the lock. What?
You just got your bones.
All right. Wait a second. Wait, the herringbone connected to my hip bone. Did you deliver this crap? Did you deliver this trash food here?
No, but I did send it over.
Oh, thank you very much. And goodbye. Listen, this woman has something to say to you, Jack. Jack Cokespoon, our former newscaster here. Now, remember, you can't say those four-letter words or I'll get fired.
That.
Okay.
I just left you guys a note when you left that other station.
Other station? Oh, that's when we were working at the Arco station.
That's right, exactly. Pumping that gas.
Just about flogging somebody.
Flog them if they can't take a joke. Yeah. That's my chance. Thank you very, very much. And thanks for calling this morning, too.
Another whippersnapper. photographer to flagellation parties.
It's 16 minutes before 10. We're going to let Jack ramble on incoherently all through Dave Kent's show today.
Boy, his best friend is his mother, as I always say.
We have an awful lot of people to thank this morning, and we'll do that just as soon as we do something else. What are we going to do here anyway, Jack? Did you have any ideas?
Well,
10 minutes left, and I've run out of ideas.
Up, down, up, down.
That's good.
Geez, I didn't
up,
do that.
Down. Deep down, elbow down, bands yeah. doing here.
This is Jack Popejoy, and that's the KSFX stock market report for this morning.
Thank you very much.
Talking baseball in San Francisco. 25 giant years.
I saw the first game here in 1958, Seal Stadium. A lot of thrills, a lot of thrills.
You still keep coming?
I will keep coming till the end, I guess.
Whose end?
My end.
Sometimes after work, the whole crew will come over.
A night out with the guys?
A night out with the guys at the Giants game.
When was the last time you had a night out with the guys?
It's been a long time.
When I come out with the guys, we all usually lose our voices around the fifth inning, and baseball's like the boogie-woogie fever.
Giants baseball?
Giants baseball is a boogie-woogie fever. One to opening day, and I'm just now getting in condition to come to another game.
Talking baseball, Giants by the Bay.
The Mets are in town this weekend for four games, and Sunday's doubleheader is Frank Robinson Hall of Fame Day, co-sponsored by Eastern Airlines. You'll get a beautiful Frank Robinson photo album, and we'll honor Robbie between games. See you Sunday. First game starts at noon.
Robbie, My Three Sons is coming back. All right. Hello, white phone.
Mr. Kickman.
Yes?
I still didn't make it out of town yet.
Oh, is this Bonehead?
Yeah, I'm kind of hung up over here at the old Winterland Productions warehouse. They let me use the phone.
Oh, they're out of business, aren't they?
No, they're not.
Hey, listen, we got some locks and bagels here.
I heard, man, and I didn't have any breakfast yet, so, you know, why don't you, like, line me up with some of them babies?
Line you up?
Shove them through the
I can't line you up. This comes. These bagels come from a guy named Alex Benet and Joe Ravolsky.
Oh,
did I pronounce that right?
Very close.
Hey, it's all French to me.
Hey,
listen, what?
Fire some through the line. Let me get my.
Well, here. Let me just stuff this through here. And, yeah. How's it taste? So much for Bonner, huh?
Dig the cat with a look that's all the same.
Mutant Jeans.
He knows how to dress up to look like the others, so he can follow them around.
Mutant Jeans.
Looking so fine, looking so pretty, doesn't even enter his mind. He doesn't have one.
Mutant Jeans.
That's right, the lights are on, but nobody's home. Because he's the guy wearing Mutant Jeans. Mutant Jeans, made from the finest DNA and RNA molecules, fitted in all the right places to cover every fiber of your being. Out of the disco or back in the laboratory, nothing faces the guy or gal who's covered all over with Mutant Jeans. Mutant Jeans from Clones West, the fashion programmers.
Mutant Jeans.
Step into a great shape. Show exercise sandals.
Shoal exercise sandals are the original exercise sandals. They help shape and tone your legs with every step to help give you terrific looking legs. And when you have terrific looking legs, almost anything can happen.
A lot of people are drinking V8 juice these days. What about you?
At college, I take study breaks. I reach for the V8.
How come you drink V8 as a snack?
It's refreshing. It's good. Grab a six-pack of V8, and it stays in the office refrigerator. And at the conference table, I have a V8 break.
It definitely satisfies you. It's like, you know, eight different vegetables jumping all over your tongue. It's great.
It's nutritious. I know that I'm doing something good for myself.
That's why so many people are saying,
wow, I'm going to have a V8.
Wow, I'm going to...
It's 5 before 10, a white phone.
Hello?
Hi, Steven. I just want to tell you I'm going to miss you so much.
Maybe you'll get me the next time. I beat you to it, won't you? I beat you. Hello?
Steven?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to miss you so much. Who do I have to get dressed to in the morning?
Pardon me? Listen, I fell in love with I got a letter from an old girlfriend of mine who said she'd fallen in love, you know? And I guess apparently she'd fallen in love with her mirror. It's just that they couldn't agree on anything.
Oh, you're so silly.
Thank you very much. You want drugs?
I'm going to get dressed too in the morning. I went out and got drunk just for you last night.
You got what? Oh, you got drunk just for me last night.
Jack, where were you last night anyway?
Thank you very much. I appreciate your sentiments.
I love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
It's time to say goodbye, Jack.
Goodbye, Jack.
No. It's been a pleasure having you and Marshall and Nancy Stevens.
Bye.
And Denise Dunn is here, and Cynthia Robbins, who's, we're all unemployed. That's what we have in common. Oh, you have a job. Oh, all right. Okay.
And 3D radio is next, I guess.
3D.
I do have
plugging his own TV station again.
Yes, I do have a book for you that I'd like to lend to you.
Oh, great.
On the way out here.
All right. Inside ABC. Geez, maybe I should read the sequel, Outside ABC.
Well, yes, it could be autobiographical, I suppose. Speaking of your auto, I just saw a toad.
It was towed away the other day, and they announced to me that I had 62 tickets.
Well, at least they can count.
Worth $1,500.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Right.
Nothing has changed since the DMV.
That's right. Thank you so much. Actually, that's one of the courses we teach at the Stephen Cabin School of Broadcasting. Kirk, did you say you had gotten a couple of tickets this week?
Yes, I want to say that I'm graduating with flying colors this week. For the first time since I've been here, I've gotten 2 parking violations.
See, that's Cape and School of Broadcasting works.
One of the benefits, when you graduate, you get a season ticket.
That's, thank you so much, Jack, for coming in this morning and wasting my time and theirs, too. And Dave Kent is next. Just blew the needle off the... Oh, no. That's a new way of cueing records, Louis. Where'd you learn that? New Orleans, I'm sure. It's 10 o'clock in the morning from KSFX, San Francisco. Yeah.
sleep. Now, baby, back, you're leaving drunk. You know we've got to leave today. Just exactly where we're going, I cannot say. But we might even leave the USA. Cause it's a brand new game.